the Warrior.
It is Way of the Warrior. Eric O'Brien along with Ken Evans and Sean Desai talking about everything going on in the world of mixed martial arts. And as I said, this week got very, very busy. I thought we were going to be busy enough covering the recap of Fuel and talking about Fox launching Fox Sports 1. However, that was far from the most interesting thing that's happened this week. There was a conference media call yesterday for all of the fighters who are going to be on the March pay-per-view. All the welterweights, Carlos Condit, Johnny Hendricks, and then, of course, GSP. And Nick Diaz. And the call at about halfway through, the call is on our Facebook page if you want to listen to all of it, and I highly recommend it because there's
not listen at work.
There's a half hour of just gold there that you can totally listen to. But about halfway through, Nick is explaining, and I will play about 3 or 4 minutes of this in its entirety just so you can enjoy it. But Nick is explaining about how he's been painted to be this bad guy and that he doesn't just not show up for shoots for the primetime special. It's that he is really conscious about his brand and how he looks both on and off camera, and so he doesn't like it when the guys just show up. From there, it just kind of spirals out of control into awesomeness. Like, I don't know that I've ever heard a call that has been as awesome as this.
No, neither of us were actually monitoring this one, and usually we try to monitor these, and they're kind of boring, and you talk to a fighter, and, hey, BJ, are you in shape this time? And
Yes,
I'm in shape. And then that's pretty much it. This one was very strange because you have Nick Diaz's drug-rattled brain. He's got a stream of consciousness that's truly amazing. Because you'll ask him a question about a fight. You'll say, what do you think about George? Is he a good fighter? And then he'll go off on a tangent about why he doesn't like how the UFC product is portrayed on TV with wrestlers and the such. And that's basically what it sounds like. I'm doing it a disservice. You really have to go to the Facebook page, and we've got it linked up.
Yes,
but to listen to the call.
We'll pick it up at about minute 31. So if you want to listen along at home with all the curse words in it, you can pick it up at minute 31.
I would just like to keep it real, you know, and be mean, but it's really hard to do. You walk around everywhere, and everybody knows who I am. And it's embarrassing, too, you know, when you're not looking the way you want to look and coming off the way you want to come off, but everybody on every street corner knows who you are. They can see you a mile away. They're like, hey, and they point a finger. You can't get away from that, you know? So it's the same thing as a video camera. And I'm happy for it. I'm ready for it. But, I mean, I'm happy for it when I'm ready for it. And, you know, like, my life's a mess. I'm not afraid to admit it. You know, I work hard regardless through this shit. But I don't have people, you know, calling me off and handing me water bottles left and right and getting my, you know, training ready for me and getting my ready. I got to do all that shit on my own. And every day I know it, that I'm over here doing it on my own. And that's why I know I have to go that much harder and concentrate and do that much more, because I don't have people sending tweets out for me. I don't have people taking care of my money or financial tax obligations or whatever. What have you, all that stuff that's important that, you know, people don't want to talk about. Yeah, I'm pretty fucked there because I'm too busy fighting all your fights. I'm too busy entertaining all the fans.
Now, this is right now vintage Nick Diaz. This is what every single thing sounds like.
A couple of curse words in here. He's kind of jumping from subject to subject, and he's disrespect. No matter what you ask him, he's disrespected by the end of his answer. Hey, man, what do you want for lunch? You know, most people think I like hamburgers, and I don't know why. I mean, nobody's getting my beep hamburger for me. And, you know, everybody gets his hamburger for him. I mean, I'm just here to fight for the hamburger. Thank you, Nick.
Okay, here we go.
I don't see anybody else bringing to the table. You know, this martial arts works for them, too, when it comes to, like, the way that everybody wants to be, like GSP. Everybody wants to be strong, and they want to have the fitness, and they want
okay, here.
Everybody wants to be in shape and strong.
Shame
on those fighters that want to be in shape and strong.
I do want to mention at this point that Jake Ellenberger is on the call, as he's a fighter on the card, hasn't said a word through the entire thing, was asked briefly after the, did you enjoy the call? Yeah, it was fine. Did you stay on the line? Because nobody ever heard from him. He goes, yeah, I couldn't put the phone down.
So here we go. After the MMA fighters that are in shape and like to work out.
I want to just kind of overcome that technical aspect by just being stronger, more explosive, quicker, you know, beating you to the punch when it comes to the scoring in the 5 minutes. And it's just, it's really not what martial arts is about. And this is mixed martial arts, and that's what we should bring to the table for the fans. That's what the fans want to see, and that's, they can recognize that, obviously, because I've lost a load of fights. But guess what? I'm here. I'm here to fight because people know what they want to see. They want to see real skill level. They want to see real boxing. They want to see real traditional jiu-jitsu, real boxing. They want to see it put together and mixed up, you know, and they want to see mixed martial arts. They don't just want to see 5 minutes of holding. I think that people should be point deducted for it, but or running away or holding on, you know. You should have to punch down or make action, you know. People should be able to see that a little better, but that's whatever. Maybe one.
I want to just say I'm glad Nick Diaz is on board with my out-of-shape MMA program I've been trumpeting for years.
As you should.
You don't need to be in shape. That's not what MMA is about.
No, it's not.
Fitness
being,
and
no.
strongness
yeah,
and stuff.
Strongness. Strongitude.
This isn't even close to the best part of the call.
So I've literally paused it because the guy who asked the original question will ask for a rebuttal from George St. Pierre, and that, my friends, which we will not interrupt, is when the wheels fall.
He asks him, George, are you pampered?
Yes, because at the beginning of this call that I didn't cover is Nick talked about how George is pampered and everyone does everything for him. So the rebuttal is, George, do you feel that you're pampered? And now we won't interrupt for the next 2 minutes. Because
remember, George St. Pierre has actually asked the question.
Yes, yes. George has asked this question. George doesn't answer it.
Thanks, Nick. Going back to Nick's comments for a response, are you pampered?
I hope so. If I had that much money, I'd be pampering myself the up. I'd be having pampering my left and right. There'd be every hour on hour showing up to pamper me out. Period.
Damn.
That'd be that.
Let me tell you something, uneducated fool. Listen to me.
Right. Okay. I'm going off.
You
do a great job of explaining and making things real for what they are. I'm not stupid. I can tell what's what.
Yeah, you look pretty smart
right
now.
No, I'll listen. You say what you're going to say. I'll listen. You say what you're going to say, and, you know, I can understand you. The rest of the people in the world should be able to understand you when you try to say whatever it is that you say, so say it.
I'm not always been like this. I've not always been rich. I start from the bottom. I made myself. I work very hard to be where I am right now. And as much as I know you don't believe this because you didn't succeed yet, and maybe you will never succeed in your life because I don't think you're smart enough to understand how you should do to reach that point. But what I do when you talk about stuff that people doing for me, it's called passive income. When you reach a point that you for your business, you need people, you need a team to work for you. To make the economy, to make the money rolling.
That sounds nice, George. Okay, if I wore some tight shorts out there and got a haircut, and I had someone buttering me up halfway through telling me this bull, maybe it would have worked out.
And there you go. That was one of our favorite 3 minutes of the 50 or so minutes that happened. But I think, despite Nick's complete meltdown, I might. Actually, at this point, the fifth or sixth time listening, might really enjoy when George St. Pierre becomes Dave Ramsey and explains passive income.
That might be my favorite part of the call. As you can tell, George is a little worked up because he calls him an uneducated fool, but then he wants to help him and talk to him about passive income and how if you really want to make some money, you do need a team to do that. And although it looks bad, I've not always been rich, but to make that economy keep working within your passive system, that's my favorite part of the call. There's so much more. You've got to check it out. We've got it linked up on the Facebook page right now. This call is amazing, and you know, we just got this in from UFC. They're going to charge $54.95 for future conference calls with Nick Diaz and George St. Pierre.
Oh boy. Okay. When we come back, we're going to talk to Anthony Njikwani and see how the landscape of being a fighter in the UFC has changed. Follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Just search WOW Show. It is Way of the Warrior, your MMA show.
I hope so. If I had that much money, I'd be pampering myself the up. I'd be having pampering my left and right. There'd be every hour on hour showing up to pamper me out. Period.